Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Thermos sitting in on this Independence Day, this 4th of July. This Fireworks Friday, if you will. Very exciting stuff. And joining me now is Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com in a time of great sorrow for this country. Our currency just continues to be devalued. Gas prices continue to shoot up. But even with all this, we still do have, you know, days like today where we are supposed to celebrate our independence or what we have left of it. What do we have left of our independence, Mr. Chapman? What do you think?
Well, I think very little, considering what I witnessed as a young person in America. You know, the whole concept of freedom has been changed. We have laws today, the Patriot Acts, among other things, that allow the government to ferret into our lives and find out things that they have no right to know. And also, these laws have a great controlling factor on people within our society, and it has also moved our government from what used to be a democratic republic, democracy, if you may, into the hands of people who believe that we should have a corporatist, nationalist, socialist, fascist government. And that's what it's evolved into, and that's what we've got. And people better get smart and realize it quickly, because it's extremely dangerous to our freedom and everything else that we do in America.
Absolutely. And, you know, days like today when we have a large audience, I really am hoping that when people go to, you know, their next barbecue, their family event, that this is on the table, that we're going to be talking about, you know, the fact that the country is in the dumps financially, to get out of, you know, the dollar, to get into hard currency like silver and gold. And also, to be aware that Barack Obama is not going to save you. John McCain and him pretty much play ball for the same folks. And that until we become the government again, until we go out there and take the seats of power, a government for and by the people, until we go into our local communities and say, hey, I'm going to be the mayor, I'm going to be the city councilman, I'm going to be the governor, I'm going to be the congressman, I'm going to be the state senator, we're not going to change the system. You know, and that's why I'm enjoying what Ron Paul's doing with campaignforliberty.org. And I hope that this summer is a big awakening. That's why we released Truth Rising today on the 4th of July. I'm sure you haven't gotten a chance to see that yet, Bob, but we hope you do. Give it a look. And I hope we're motivated, because we have to be, because this is not going to be an easy task, is it?
No, it certainly isn't. And it hasn't been for a long time, but I'll say this, that we've made great strides in informing people of what's going on. I can remember in the early 60s when we were banging our heads against the wall, and guys like G. Edward Griffith and Gary Allen, who was my partner, and Alan Stang, you know, we did the best we could. But now, today, fortunately, we have a proliferation, but certainly not enough, programs like this telling people really the truth about what's going on. And the Internet has revolutionized our ability to reach people and tell them the truth about what is going on behind the scenes. So we are making strides. And I think that the opposition, which is the Illuminati, which you know more and more nominal terms as the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberger Group, etc., they're on the run. I mean, you may not think so, but they get some serious problems. I mean, everything they've done in the Middle East has gone upside down for them, and now they were not able to stop the financial and economic carnage that they began some 5 years ago, and so now they're in a real pickle.
Absolutely, and there are no easy solutions, although I do want to discuss solutions for the regular people out there, for the viewers. And I also want to discuss the fact that, you know, Mexico's currency isn't that far behind us anymore. We're really close. I think it's something like 5-1. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this.
Question.
Is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question, are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question, do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes. With me is Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. I want to remind everybody, Truth Rising has dropped. It's over at PrisonPlanet.tv in the highest of qualities, almost DVD quality, folks. It's really just about as close to a DVD as you're going to get. You can get it, you can burn it to disc. And if you got the DivX DVD player, you can watch it on your big screen. It's very exciting times. So go to PrisonPlanet.tv and grab a membership. It's 15 cents a day. Now, before we left, Mr. Chapman, I was discussing how the dollar has just plunged. We now have Canadian currency, which is actually above the dollar. I was actually in the mall a week ago, and I had some Canadian change, and I was about to give it to her, and I'm like, oh, they usually don't take Canadian change. And I'm like thinking to myself, wait a minute, this is actually worth more than my money now. And, of course, the cashier girl was absolutely clueless at that point. But me and Alex were discussing how close we are to the peso and how scary that is at this point. Could you go over some of that?
Well, first of all, have seen the Canadian dollar go to 115 several months ago, and it's backed off. It closed here on yesterday, Thursday, at 98.20. So right now it's worth a little bit less than the dollar, a tenth of a cent mm-hmm. less. That is in part because, and as you know, Canada is a natural resource producer, a big one. Because it is the Bank of Canada and the Canadian government don't want that currency going higher. And the reason why is they find it difficult to compete under free trade and World Trade Organization rules, especially for manufacturing in Ontario and Quebec. And so I don't expect the Canadian dollar to run away against the U.S. dollar because of the manipulation by their central bank and the policies of the present Canadian government. As far as the Mexican peso is concerned, the peso recently hit a high of 10.27. And you're probably wondering how I know all these things. I watch them like a hawk and have for years and years. In fact, to my subscribers, I predicted the Mexican peso used to be pegged to the dollar one for one. And I predicted it would go to 3.25 to a dollar. And most people thought I was mad. And, of course, that happened. And look where it is today. But anyway, back to the price of the peso. Mm-hmm. It wasn't too long ago, several months ago, that the peso was 11.3 to the dollar, which means it was much weaker than it is now. And presently, the peso yesterday morning was 10.34, 10.37, and I'm sure that in part is because the Mexican government stepped in and made it a little cheaper. Mm-hmm. The Bank of Mexico raised interest rates not too long ago because of inflation, which they say is running close to 5%. And that's probably so, and it's probably even higher than that. But the appreciation of the Mexican peso against the dollar over the past, let's say, 4 months has been about 10%, highly unusual. That's because the U.S. problem with their balance of payments deficit is greater than that of Mexico. Mexico, in the last 10 years in particular, have really cleaned up their financial act, so to speak, and they're in much better condition than they were previously historically. But Mexico's main problem is not a diminuting tax coming or revenue coming from diminishing oil production. It's from the wealthy in Mexico who control 85% of the wealth. And they hold most of their wealth offshore, off from the country of Mexico. And they do that so they don't have to pay taxes on it. And unless that money starts to get retrieved so that it can be invested in Mexico, their problems are never going to get solved, because you need a strong educational process. And education is not free in Mexico, and it's expensive for poor people. It costs $200 a year for a little boy or a little girl to go to the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th grade into high school. And when you've got a daddy who's a policeman who's making $500 a month, that $200 is a lot of money. And so that has to stop. There has to be real free education in Mexico. And those jobs have got to be created so that people who have illegally gone to America will want to go home, so that they can be with their own people in their own culture and make a decent living.
Absolutely. But, you know, that's what is so worrisome to me, is that, you know, our country is going to be merging with Mexico and Canada through the SPP, through NAFTA, through CAFTA. I don't know exactly when this is going to happen or how long it's going to take, but I would hate to see the standard of living be dropped to that of, oh, my God, we need to pay such and such so our kids get a middle school or a high school education. It sounds like insanity to me.
Well, I can guarantee you, Jason, it will happen if we have an amalgamation of those three countries. And that is another method of bringing those countries financially and economically to their knees, particularly the United States and Canada, so that they can't argue about the implementation of world government. And I think that the North American Union is a long ways away, and I think the Amero is a long ways away. And we're hearing noises out of Mexico right now that they're starting to realize what it is, especially in the Senate and in the Assembly. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be a pretty cold day that happens. And so I don't see it, any of that, at least within the next 5 years.
But don't you think that the Mexicans, especially their government, their officials, their elite, are going to be pushing for this? Because like you just said, you know, the you know, 90% of the country is run by about, what, 5 or 10% of the people, and this is only going to benefit them even further in trade. And they'll, you know, they'll sell it to the commoners in Mexico as, look, you know, we're going to become part of the United States, paved roads everywhere, you know, malls, everything we've ever dreamed of.
They've already got all that.
But don't you feel like...
I mean,
like,
you go to Mexico City and Guadalajara and Monterrey, and you go down the street, and over there is Walmart, and next door is Sam's, and down the street, 100 yards away is Costco, and up the way is Liverpool, which is the equivalent of Nordstrom's, and you've already got all that there. And you've got toll highways, yes, but you've got highways and they're good ones. Mm-hmm. No, the problem in Mexico is the formation of industry and services. The brain power is there. That's what's good. The investments have to be made financially. And number two, the educational system has to be made free. And, you know, the labor unions are not helping because in order to compete with China and India, they're lowering wages. I mean, they're bad enough as they are. And so... Mexico has great potential. It's just that the money has to be brought into place to do it. And I want to tell you this, that the Assembly and the Senate in Mexico is going to be very, very hard to convince them to join a North American Union. And they're fighting right now with the administration, which is run by PAN and the Assembly and the Senate is run by PRD, and they got a battle going on because Calderon, who's the president, wants to denationalize the oil industry, and he can't even get that accomplished. So North American Union is a long ways away.
Well, now that you brought up oil, let's get into it. I mean, higher gas prices than ever. Everywhere I go, I mean, right here in Texas, it's about $4 a gallon for regular. I was down in New York, like I said, last week, and it's, God, I wasn't even in the city, and it was like $4.50 for regular. Are we going to see a cap on these guys' gas prices, or are we going to be paying like $6 a gallon by the end of the summer?
Well, let's go to the reasons. Number one, there's more demand than supply, and it's as simple as that. In the United States, yes, they cut back 2, 3, 4%. Depending upon where you look in gasoline consumption, that's going to continue. But you've got places like India and China that are expanding, and so the demand is there. So we have more demand than supply, and that's why prices are high. Yes, we have speculation, anywhere between 20 and 35% of the market in all commodities is speculation, and that's good because if there's somebody out there who's willing at some price to take delivery, or at least say that they're going to take delivery of 100,000 barrels of oil or a million bushels of corn or whatever it is. What's making the prices go up is two things, but one in particular, and that is the Federal Reserve supplying the money to the financial system so that they can go and create excessive speculation in the commodity markets because they are no longer making money, which they were making two-thirds of their income, from packaging mortgages into bonds that weren't worth the paper they were written on. And so the speculation that's happening among banks, investment banks, brokerage houses in the energy sector is what has driven prices to the levels that they're at. Where should oil be selling for? I think a fair price today, considering demand, would be about $80 a barrel. It's around $140. It shouldn't be there. And it's probably going to go higher over the short term. Natural gas, $13.50, actually $13.60 a BCF. It'll probably move up to $14.50. It could catapult to pound at $20. Oil could go to $170. Gasoline could go up another 50 cents a gallon. And so it's not going to go away. But those are the reasons why. As far as the high prices for food, the real culprit is ethanol.
Well, we'll get into ethanol.
They're taking down about one-third of the corn that we're producing. And that, you know, what would you rather have? Cheap gasoline or no food?
All right, let's get into ethanol on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv, the 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
It's Independence Day, folks, the 4th of July, 2008. The 9/11 Chronicles Truth Rising is available right now for PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers in the highest of quality. We give it to you in DivX. Hopefully he's going to encode all of his movies in DivX, give them out for the kids, the highest of qualities for those viewers. And you can get a high-quality DVD. Those will be shipping out, I believe, starting Monday. All you people out there gearing up for big barbecues and big firework displays, remember, there's no day like the present to spread the truth, and that's why we like you to share this radio show, get the podcast, get our films, burn them to disc, hand them out, hold screenings, all that good stuff. We're going to be talking about a lot more of that with Luke Radowski in the final hour and what's going on in New York City on the September 11th anniversary this year. But right now we're with Bob Chapman, And you were getting into ethanol at the end. And, you know, Alex thinks that the ethanol thing is a total and complete scam. It's phony environmentalism, and it's harmful, isn't it, Bob?
It is, and Alex is absolutely right, like he is about almost everything. And we're glad we have Alex on the air, and he's young and he's vibrant, and I'm old and I can't do it anymore. But anyway, it is a scam. And 85% of ethanol is created by Archer Daniels Midland, and Archer Daniels Midland is a top group, or the owners of the company are Bilderbergers and CFR and Trilateralists, et cetera. And, of course, you get your hanger-ons, ex-politicians like Tom Daschle and Bob Dole. Daschle's from South Dakota and Dole's from Kansas, and they produce great amounts of corn, so they're all for that. Mm-hmm. And then you have Barack Obama, who got caught getting cheap flights at subsidized rates and corporate jets owned by ADM, which is the symbol for Archer Daniels Midland, back in 2004. And his Obama's advisor on energy and environmental issues is Jason Bromet, who was on the National Commission of the Energy Policy associated with ethanol. So you know, if Mr. Obama is elected, then ethanol is not going to be curtailed. And the same thing with Mr. McCain. He has all those ghosts in his closet as well. And so we're not going to get any relief if these people are elected president. And about one-third of the corn in the country goes for that in production, created into ethanol. And, of course, it does injure the engine, particularly the gaskets and which hold the engine together. And in time, you have to have more repairs. And, of course, there's a subsidy that goes with ethanol, which is ridiculous. And it's a whole thing is a scam. And it's creating higher food prices because corn is being farmed, which is going into ethanol that wouldn't be otherwise. And then the farmers are not growing wheat or soybeans or something else that would have gone into the system because they're growing corn. And so the United States and Europe in particular agreed. All the experts agreed at the meeting in Lima, Peru about a month ago that ethanol should stop production, but they didn't pass any initiatives on it. They wouldn't do anything about it, and the reason why is that the aluminists don't want that to happen because Archer Daniels Midland is making lots of money, and people in the third world are dying, and they're useless eaters, and the aluminists want to get rid of them.
Absolutely. I mean, it really is about population control and the consolidation of power. Meanwhile, they sell the public on this green movement, you know, saying, oh, we need to go green. We need to go green. They have commercials now where Al Sharpton and Pat Robertson are sitting on a couch together, you know, patting each other on the back, promoting global warming. And the next step is to promote a carbon tax and, you know, start taxing the evil humans based on how much they actually use in gas, how many cars they own, how much trash they have. And it's absolute insanity, yet it is now a buzz term that I hear from a lot of people that think they're doing good in the world. It boggles my mind.
Well, they don't get it. They don't understand the psychopolitical aspect of what's going on. It takes a long time. It takes a lot of research to really get into the Illuminati's heads to find out what they're doing, how they're doing it, and where they're headed. And you have to start out off by re-ratcheting your mind and thinking like a full-term, all-out criminal.
Well, that's what they are. They're absolute maniacal criminals. And they get their just desserts in 9/11 Chronicles Truth Rising. Watch as the global elite and their minions are confronted by the power of free speech right now at prisonplanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal, and it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's Word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the Beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771. Or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away. The names in the middle, the places where you used to play.
That's right, folks. Despite what the BBC is going to tell you in a couple days, 9/11 was an inside job. They're going to put out some junk science, some nonsensical propaganda piece on how Building 7 fell from fire and damage, and the news just happened to have the foresight to report that same very fact before the building had even collapsed, yet it took almost 7 years for a report on the matter. It's absolutely ludicrous. The BBC, you continue to sicken me. But before we go back to Bob Chapman, I just sent this link by Aaron Dykes. And it is a speech by Kucinich on July 4th telling how patriotic it is actually to impeach the president. We talked about Dennis in the first segment, one of the real patriots of the year. Outside of Ron Paul, Dennis Kucinich has done so much for this movement. And, you know, those 35 articles on the House floor, the last three of which, including 9/11, is just an amazing step. So without further ado, let's play this little clip.
Democratic leaders say impeachment's off the table. So let's set a new table for our nation. upon which we place the Constitution and where we demand that all those who have taken an oath to defend it keep their promise and protect our nation from the threat within. Please go to Kucinich.us now and sign the petition which calls for impeachment. This is the one petition that will make a difference because I will be personally delivering it to your member of Congress. Please circulate word of this petition far and wide to all your friends and family. This is the one opportunity we have right now to actually change events in this country. 232 years ago, our nation was conceived in liberty. We have once again reached a moment of truth, one that Lincoln recognized at Gettysburg, as to whether this nation or any nation so conceived or so dedicated can long endure. Through the ashes of the Civil War, Lincoln prayed that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth. This 4th of July, 2008, we face a different kind of war, one which is trying our souls, a war based on lies, with the power of truth, the power of the people. We can achieve a new birth of freedom, standing up for what is good in America, insisting on the rule of law, demanding adherence to the Constitution, and supporting the impeachment of a president who lied to take us into a war against Iraq. Be the answer to Lincoln's prayer. Please pledge your support now to restoring the rule of law in America. As we once again celebrate Independence Day, let us celebrate freedom from fear and pledge that this government of the people will survive in this land that we love. Please go to Kucinich.us now. This is your opportunity to make a difference. Truly celebrate Independence Day. Thank you, and happy 4th of July.
Go Dennis Kucinich. It's Kucinich.us with one C, key, or K-U-C-I-N. ICH.us, and I want you to sign that petition. I want these articles of impeachment to move forward. And this is the guy giving us the opportunity. What did you just think about that speech, Bob?
I thought it was terrific. And what's good about all this, because of the evil that's been committed, mm-hmm. is that we have people like Ron Paul and Dennis who come from very different parts of the political spectrum, coming together with many similar ideas in how to extricate America from this terrible morass that it's in. And bringing the left and the right together, so to speak, is a wonderful accomplishment because that makes us all really one people who are not at odds with one another. We're always going to have disagreements, and that's okay. But this participation of conservatives and liberals and people from all walks of political life in endeavors now to go forward and cleanse our country of people like the President of the United States legally is a wonderful action.
It really is, and Dennis is leading the way, and I like how he started off saying, you know, if it's off the table for Democratic leaders, then let's put it on the table for a new party. I mean, Nancy Pelosi and AIPAC went into his office and tried to extort Kucinich, and he threw them out before these articles were released. He's now looking for the support of the people. We need to give him that support. We need to make it known that this is what we want, that this is what, really a last-ditch effort to bring these tyrants to some sort of justice, for some sort of transparency, so that more can be revealed on how criminal this organization has truly been. That's what this administration is. It is a criminal organization. That's one of the other things. Bush does not run the show. I think the fact that, you know, Kucinich had already tried to impeach Cheney and that was shot down, he's really the only one gunning, you know, and he's gunning for the real guys. He knows that now, you know, Bush is the big name. He goes after the Bush and the entire administration. Maybe he does get some answers. And really, he left very few stones unturned with 35 articles, Mr. Chapman.
Yeah, That's right. And I think we can all help ourselves by clearing Congress. Vote them all out of office, except Dennis and Ron, and just get rid of them. And at least it'll give us a year of breathing room before those who are compromised get compromised, and those who are willing to get on the payroll of the Illuminists get on there. So we have a window of opportunity here. Don't let it slip through our hands. Fortunately, there's some 45 or 50 congressmen and senators who are not running for re-election, so that gives us at least a partial piece of help in getting these people out. It's people we don't have to continue with, which were there before. But Nancy Pelosi is a person that we really don't want there anymore. And so all of you people in her district, please give that some thought.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that people don't understand is that Pelosi was part of the initial congressional investigation into 9/11. She was the lead Democrat, so that whole investigation was a total cover-up. They actually redacted 27 pages in that report. It still hasn't been released, and it was a whitewash anyway. I'm sure those 27 pages probably have to do with foreign government funding of the hijackers and possibly help on the inside from those foreign governments. And that won't come to light, according to Bob Graham, for another, 15 or 20 years. He said 20 to 30 years in 2002. But she was in on the cover-up from the beginning. She's not our friend. And we should not celebrate, that she... I mean, a lot of people invested in the 2006 elections thinking, oh, the Democrats are in, the world is saved. And that's just not the case. When are people going to grow up and realize that this is a false left-right paradigm? And that, the only change is going to come from within, from them, from non-party-affiliated people. Is that going to happen?
Well, it's got to happen.
I agree it's got to happen, but when? When does it happen, Bob? I mean, that's why we put movies out like 9/11
yeah,
Truth Rising.
That's why we're on the radio
yeah.
almost every day, and that's why we're writing. And thank gosh for God for the Internet, and we just got to keep on doing it until we can't do it anymore.
Absolutely. Listen, I had a question from one of the callers earlier today. They were asking me to ask you about these $600 refund checks that everybody is getting shortly from the federal government. Now, he said that he didn't believe that the federal government had any right to hand out these checks unless they were in gold or silver. Is that true?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was
not up to speed on that, and he may be right, but I can't answer that because I don't know.
Yeah, no, I didn't know either, and I thought that you might be the guy to ask. He was basically saying that the federal government doesn't have jurisdiction to put this out unless it was in gold or silver, and he was wondering if he could put out a class action lawsuit. I guess if you're still listening, go to Google, go to another source because we just don't know. But, I mean, that's another thing, this $600 that everybody's going to get back. The majority of the people out there, unfortunately, that aren't expecting this is going to be a little treat for. They're not going to use it for anything useful. It's going to be a new PlayStation 3 or a new Wii or maybe a car payment. It's really going to be frivolous stuff, and it's not. You don't believe the $600 is going to stimulate the economy, do you, Bob?
No, and I think it's more psychological than anything else. And when we see the final figures, I think you'll find 2/3 of it. Went towards paying back payments and something, and probably mostly credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the checks haven't been released. A part of them have, and part of them have got to go. But Congress is talking about doing it again, and maybe they will. They're talking about extending unemployment, and in this kind of environment, I quite frankly think that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not for socialistic measures, but when people see the lies that we have received in regard to unemployment figures, now true unemployment is 14%.
Mm-hmm.
That includes all the long-termers and everything else. If you take and leave the long-termers out, it's 9.7%. And those are the discouraged and people like that. And if you drop down to what the figures they give to the American public of 5.5%, those are only the current people.
Mm-hmm.
And besides, we've lost millions and millions of jobs over the last several years to free trade, globalization, offshoring, and outsourcing, and it's driven wages down as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the illegal alien factor, which has helped drive those wages down as well. And so the American public is in tough shape, and it's going to get tougher because unemployment is going to climb. And the figures that we saw come out yesterday, even though they're bogus figures, even they show that we are in a recession. And it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse.
Well, I mean, that's all over the place. I mean, I'm constantly watching CNBC, and it's just kind of out in the open. Yeah, we're in a recession. The only people that are telling us that we're not, we're going to be okay, are really this administration. It's, well, maybe Fox News, too. But it's such a thinly veiled lie when we really don't produce anything in this country anymore. I mean, what do we make in this country now, Bob?
Well, we make a few cars and trucks, and there are things we make, but we're down from about 25% to 25 years ago of manufacturing the things that we use and need. We're down to about 11%. And that's why if the dollar were to fall on the USDX, which is a dollar index,
mm-hmm.
it's around 72 right now, and it's down from 130 several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
If it drops down to, say, 50 or 55, which I think it will, then people think that our exports will pick up and our GDP will increase and our balance of payments will be, a deficit will be reduced. And that's not going to be the case. It'll add about one-half of 1% to GDP, and that's it because, as you say, we don't make very much anymore.
No, it seems like everything is outsourced. You know, I see a lot of kids getting out of college and they're still flipping burgers or working in restaurants and living with their parents and they don't know why they can't find a job in their field. And I'm like, well, number one, the economy's bad. Number two, we don't really produce anything. And number three, it seems like the biggest thing is the technology market, and that's the easiest to outsource. I mean, how many times have you called about computer repair and you get somebody on the line who's from Pakistan or India? So I really wonder where this country is headed in terms of, you know, gross national product. What are we going to make? What are we going to produce that the rest of the world absolutely needs other than ideas? I mean, what are we going to do?
Within 5 years, IBM will be a foreign corporation.
Oh, man.
And they told us that.
And that's
They're
very scary.
A transnational conglomerate. And as a result of that, I know people who have 2 degrees and 3 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
that are making $32,000 and $35,000 and $40,000 a year because someone in another place is willing to do their job for $12,000 a year. And so what is the solution? Very simple. The end of free trade, globalization, offshoring, and outsourcing. We need tariffs on goods and services. We have to go back to what we were doing before that made America great. And that's all the other countries will do the same thing, and that's okay. It's going to cause inflation in the United States. That's okay. It'll be a pittance compared to the inflation that is created every single day by the privately owned Federal Reserve, which is pouring money and credit into our economy at a rate of 18% annually. That's a devaluation of your currency. And our inflation, real inflation, will be over 15% by the end of the year. It's almost 13% now. And you can take all the other figures from government and most governments and throw them out the window because they're all lies.
You know, that's another great thing that Ron Paul was able to provide us with. It was an awakening to the fact that the Federal Reserve is anything but federal and that it doesn't have our best interests at heart. In fact, it doesn't have American interests at heart at all. It has the interest of producing more capital and more power for them, for the elite at heart. And now people seem to be waking up to that. I mean, my friends know about the Federal Reserve. A lot of them are getting into gold and silver. They realize that this system is not very well regulated, that they just print the money out of thin air, and it's not backed by anything. Do you see the Federal Reserve in any way collapsing within the next 5 to 10 years, and maybe they create some other type of an organization? Or do you think that they'll continue with the Fed until it's got just a total global monopoly?
In 5 years, the system will have come down. The Fed will be no more, and the U.S. Treasury will go back to fulfilling that duty. And that's what we need in America, along with tariffs. We have to have a level playing field. It's not fair that our industries should move to another country and still expect to sell in our own country while putting people out of work. I mean, it's just absolute insanity. And who makes out? Well, the countries that didn't have this advantage before are making out fine. We'll take China and India as examples, even Mexico. And the transnational corporations are making all the money. And this is really where it's at. They're making 75% of the profit, at least, on this outsourcing and so on and so forth. And you can't have, you won't have anybody going and getting degrees in America if we continue to do what we're doing. People with 2 and 3 degrees making 35 grand a year, that's absurd.
It's absolutely insane, especially with the low price of the dollar. I mean, it's unreal, but it's where we are today in America. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. It's Independence Day.
Being a puppet, sir. Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Stop asking questions.
It's
the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of life.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Have you ever suffered from giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25. But I am still alive.
I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail.
It's the Alex Jones Show. I could listen to this all day. Love the Highwaymen.
When the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But
folks,
I'm living still.
This is the time. This is the time to step it up. This is the time to take the government back. We got somebody who ran for the presidency on the Republican ticket, who brought truth to power, that brought truth to the people, that has a number one best-selling book with the word manifesto in it. We have more and more people waking up to 9/11 than ever, despite the mainstream media trying to put out its propaganda and its mainstream hit pieces like the one by the BBC coming up. And we have a new tool in the info war today. We have 9/11 Chronicles Truth Rising that you can get over at prisonplanet.tv right this very second in the highest of qualities for around 15 cents a day. So we hope that you come and you join us in this epic struggle against tyranny. And we're going to have Luke Rudowski on in the next hour to talk about We Are Change actions and what's going on in New York City this year on the anniversary of 9/11. But right now we're wrapping it up with Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. And you know, it seems like we have a pretty grim future of the world when, you know, somebody's just passing by listening to this radio. But I'm an optimist. I believe if we can wake enough people up, there's no need for, you know, a huge depression in this country. There's no need for a North American Union. There's no reason that we can't have a constitutional government and repeal things like Homeland Security, get rid of free speech zones in this country. I think we can win, Bob. How do you feel about it?
Well, I think so, but it's going to be painful. There's lots of things that have to be done to undo all the excesses that have been done by the governments and those behind government in the past. And we've got to start out by clearing Congress and working at the local levels in your county, city, states, towns. Get rid of the people who want to spend your money wantonly, no matter how good the thing might sound that they want to spend it on. Because we're in a time where the world economy, and especially the American economy, is slowing down dramatically. Unemployment's going higher. Full inflation is already into hyperinflation. Mm-hmm. We need a statesman to lead us. And he either doesn't have the opportunity to be there or isn't there. And so we got to work through Congress, because the two people that we have that look like they're going to be the nominees, they certainly don't fill the bill. And so it's going to be a struggle. And you've got to get yourself out of debt. You've got to get it into gold and silver-related assets. You have to have your insurance policy, which is food at home and ways to defend your family. And these are the things that are very important for you to do now.
Absolutely. And to me, again, it's all about spreading this to your friends, your family. Today, while you're flipping burgers, maybe it's time to talk about the economy. Maybe it's time to say, hey, it's time to step up. You want to make change? Like you said, a lot of the congressional seats are vacated. I want to thank you, Bob Chapman, for spending an hour with us. It's the InternationalForecaster.com. If you want to go check out 9/11 Chronicles Truth Rising, you can do so over at PrisonPlanet.tv. Luke Rudowski up next. I'm Jason Burmis. LooseChange911.com.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Lab, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Lab's Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.